This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Top public health officials appeared before a U.S. House subcommittee Wednesday, chaired by Colorado Democrat Diana DeGette. She asked Dr. Peter Marks of the FDA whether Americans who have been vaccinated will need extra shots against coronavirus variants. Here's Dr. Marks.
We'll be looking to make sure that we have continued protection against these viruses. We'll also be looking to see how long people are maintaining their immune response. So that combination will give us what we need to understand when we may need a booster.
At least four variants of COVID-19 have been identified in Colorado. In the state legislature, farm workers are asking for a minimum wage, overtime, and the ability to join labor unions. The proposed new law would require overtime hours and work breaks. Organizations representing much of Colorado's agriculture industry oppose the bill. They say it would mean financial hardship for farmers. A new survey says about 20% of Coloradans expect to make a wager during March Madness, CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
The poll is from Gambling.com, a news and information site. Max Bixel, vice president at Gambling.com, expects Coloradans to place as much as $400 million in bets this month. He says that equates to roughly $1 million in tax revenues for the state. Sports betting became legal in Colorado last May. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
The NCAA tournament begins today. The University of Colorado plays Georgetown in first-round play on Saturday. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.